Senator Bob Dole, 97 years old today.
Hey!
Yeah, the pride of Russell, Kansas. 97. What did I say? 97 years old today. Partly sunny day with scattered rain across south central Kansas Tuesday. Wichita's high temperature was 89 degrees, normal high 93, and a record for the date, 107, that was set back in 1974. National Weather Service measured just over an inch of rain near Eisenhower Airport, 1.14 inch. And on this date in 1918, you'll remember, Ted, a single lightning strike killed a herd of 504 sheep at the Wasatch National Forest in Utah. The lightning bolt passed from one animal to another. 500 sheep.
Goes to show the dangers of lightning.
Yes, and don't flock together, okay?
We got a nice sunrise this morning, too,
sunrise
up in the northeast sky.
How about that? 612 Stephen Ted here on KNSS, and the National Federal Census is going on. And with us this morning, we have a special guest, Deputy Regional Director for the 2020 Census. This is out of Denver. Dennis Johnson is with us. Good morning, Mr. Johnson. Nice to have you with us this morning.
Well, good morning. How are you all today?
Well, we're doing very, very well. The census, of course, for those who don't know, it happens, what, every 10 years? And it's a good way for the federal government to figure out just how many people we got out here and where we are, right?
That's exactly right, and it does a whole lot more than that as well.
Okay, now, House, what you... Go ahead.
Go ahead. I was going to say the census helps us determine how many representatives each state has in Congress, and maybe just as importantly or more, it determines how many billions of dollars each state gets back in federal funding each year.
So it's important that this has got to be... fairly accurate. How accurate do you think it is? 99%? 100%?
It's near 100%. I can tell you that. And as people respond to the census, it gets more and more accurate every day.
Well, I'll tell you, I know that at our house, my wife was able to go online and respond. Is that the way most people are doing it these days?
Absolutely it is. I think the vast majority of people have responded online. And this is really the first time that we've been able to do that in the history of the census, so it's made it a lot easier for people to respond and quicker, and we hope that there's still time. We hope that people continue to respond.
Now, are representatives of the Census Bureau actually going to go out and go to door-to-door knocking and physically doing it that way?
That's correct, and that's going to start very shortly, as a matter of fact, in the Wichita area and throughout Kansas. As a matter of fact, we're training people right now, and these are folks that live and work in the neighborhoods where they live, and they live throughout Kansas. They'll be knocking on doors. They'll be helping people to respond to the census. These are folks who haven't yet been able to either get online or get on the phone or mail in a paper census form, and they'll be there to help you respond and make sure that everybody's counted, make sure that we get an accurate count to the census, and make sure that Kansas is fully represented.
You know, and I didn't even look at the census form. I had my wife fill it out, so I don't know what the questions are. Is there any question about political affiliations or anything like that, or is it just basic information?
Yeah, just very basic information. In fact, the information is name, age, race, ethnic background, how many people live in the household, basic. So it's nothing that would put any concern in you, certainly nothing about affiliation of any kind, just simply who lives here, how many folks live here, and one question about whether the home is owned or rented, and that takes care of it. And I think your wife would probably know it takes maybe 10 minutes. It took me a little bit less, but for most households, it takes about 10 minutes, so it's really a simple process.
And as any person coming from, of course, I always treat people coming to the door very nicely, but is it okay to offer them a cup of coffee or something like that, or is that no-no for census takers?
Well, typically they probably wouldn't offer. They're trying to get as much done, or they wouldn't accept, I'm sorry. They're trying to get as much done as possible. Certainly you're welcome to offer something, but most likely they're in the process of moving along. So we appreciate that, and thank you for being pleasant to folks.
Yeah, Dennis, just a little clarification. You're the Deputy Regional Director for the 2020 Census, and your region is he says Denver. How many states are you actually is in your region then?
Yeah, actually, I'm located in Texas, but we have 12 states that we cover. We cover all the way from Kansas west almost to California. So we've got the whole mountain state range as well as the plains. So we've got quite a large territory there.
Okay, Dennis. So the other 9 years, what do you do? Do you have another job or what?
Well, the Census Bureau actually conducts surveys throughout the decade. We do a number of surveys. And in fact, we still are that collect information on unemployment, on crime, on health factors. So we do work for other agencies all throughout the decade that helps keep that information up to date that we collect once every 10 years.
Yeah.
So we're constantly busy.
All right. Yeah, the demographics and who Americans are and what we look like and how old we are. You know all about that then.
Well, I know how to get the information, that's for sure.
And you probably got it all stored in your mind. All right, so we'll be looking for people here. We'll be looking for people here in the next couple of weeks to be out there and taking the census if we haven't already done it online, right?
Absolutely, right. Absolutely, and it's still time. You can do it online, and you can avoid that visit from the census taker.
There
as well.
You go. All right. Hey, Dennis, thank you for your time this morning. Appreciate it. Dennis Johnson, Deputy Regional Director for the 2020 Census. Shelly's filled ours out online. Ted, how about you? You've done the census yet?
Oh, long, long ago.
Oh, yeah. You're punctual. You're on top of things. By the
way, it just takes like a couple minutes.
By the way,
super easy.
You have been gone from the radio show for so long. Ted is his actual name is Theodore Woodward, and he has been with us for many years, and now he's back on the mic.
Almost a week.
Yeah, and you know, changed.
Well, a week ago today was your big 50th anniversary show, and I haven't seen you since then.
And this is, you know, you come back, and first of all, you got a game to talk about. That's kind of cool.
Well, yeah.
Let's do leadoff sports now with Ted Woodward. Go ahead, Ted.
Kind of getting there.
Yeah.
The Kansas City Royals did play an exhibition game yesterday afternoon up at